back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly. And we are in studio with author, writer, coach, creative coach. Anyone who knows Mark's work, Mark Bryan, Oprah Winfrey fans that are out there that was on, watched the show for 2 years where Mark reunited 1 million children with their fathers. Mark's work goes a long, long way, and he has a master's in education from the Harvard University. Which, Mark, we had a chance to talk about creativity and sort of the process of the artist way in the last segment. And I want to talk further about that as far as that goes, because you are, without a doubt, somebody that people look up to and people admire when it comes to creative arts. We are in Los Angeles, obviously, one of the arts capitals probably in the world.
It sure is.
Without a doubt. And those listeners that are out there, you know, get connected on worshipfactory.net for networking, which is a Facebook or Twitter for you artists that are out there that don't have a place to call home. So let's get into that a little bit, Mark, about your creativity process.
Well, first of all, it's idea capture, like we were talking about, mm-hmm. right? It's allowing yourself to play. Because a lot of us, we think of it as serious. If it's not going to pay my rent, I don't want to do it. Mm. And so there's an awful lot of people that are my age, getting towards 60. And it cross-pollinates other cognitive growth, these music and art experiences. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we need to do to get to old age, happy and well versus sad and sick, is to find a way to learn new things. And so that's really what creativity is about, right? Learning and expressing ourselves in new ways. And so for the professionals out there that are working, I understand you got to get a paycheck to pay the rent. You got to finish that script in order to get it in. And those deadline pressures are, I understand them. I've never made a deadline. I've sold 5 books. And for screenplay, I don't think I've ever made a deadline, but I've been really close. And then so many times I've worked with creative teams that they've got an album due or whatever. And, you know, the deadline comes. So we build a false deadline for them, because when the deadline comes, they're under such pressure that often it's the next day or two when, oh my God, the ideas begin to pop.
I know. Have you ever noticed that? This is really a bad thing to admit, but in college, my best work was like the night before.
Yeah, and there are people who do really well with that.
Yeah, my papers would finally get done, and I'm like, oh, well, that was not too painful. But I needed that pressure. I just needed to put stuff, you know, that pressure to put stuff down.
Yeah, and so if we can manage that anxiety and start to just allow ourselves to do it badly, but do it.
Mm-hmm.
And to find mentors. Right. That's the other thing I think was so creative.
I love your point about, you know, surrounding yourself with mentors and a little, you know, body where you can kind of bounce things off each other. Because like we were saying earlier, we all have our own gifts, you know, and I'm learning to be a better lyricist, but that's not my strength. And so when I'm around other lyricists, I learn and I grow. So, Rod, you started at our church. What is it? I totally lost the name.
Smart Program?
No.
Oh, Recharge?
No. Recharge.
Yes, Recharge. I remember that.
Yeah. And that's a perfect example. Where a bunch of Christian creatives are just coming together, singing. You got a bunch of guitars playing. You got, you know, an atmosphere where you can kind of share something new or a new song. And that's kind of a great example.
Yeah, and that Recharge idea is something that we'd really like to see catch fire, that creatives get out of that isolation and get together. And especially as Christian creatives, we can encourage others on so many levels. But to work together, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, you may be driving down the road right now and just wondering, as far as that goes, as a creative, maybe you're just starting in the business, maybe you've been in the business for a while, or maybe you're just looking for those support tools. But Mark Bryan is in studio with us, and you can call us at 888-995-5552 right here at KKLA and talk to Mark directly. And anything that you may have as far as issues within the creative arts community, whether it's your book or your last album or whether it's your film, to get Mark's been through all that process. He has had a film made. He has several books, probably five or six to his credits, and a TV show for 2 years on little show called Oprah Winfrey that he was involved with for 2 years.
It was the Oprah show, though. I was just a guest in the yellow chair. You can't ever forget it was the Oprah show, not the Mark Bryan show, because that's something you don't want to do. I think I want to get back to a point you made, Monique, about really working with artists or being with a tribe of artists that are creating. It's really important that you're working with someone who's actually doing it and not just studying it.
Right.
You know, you're writing a novel, you're writing a song, and someone goes, you know, the person I'd never want to show a new novel to is the one who studied English literature but has never written a piece of creative work, because they're the first one to read your work and go, well, you know, I really liked the way Hemingway used to be really much more muscular in his language. You know what I mean? So if they're actually in the process of writing themselves, I find that it turns it into a camaraderie, because now we're just examining this entity, this artifact we're building, right? Mm. And they're much more compassionate, and their criticism tends to be more constructive, right? It's personal to the work you're trying to make. I don't want to criticize your piece of work as if it was my, you know, as if I was writing that piece of work, right? And a lot of critics in film do that. You know, they actually critique the film they to make.
I don't see it that way, because it's my thoughts and my viewpoint.
Yeah. And so
well, I would like to hear actually from two people. I'd like to hear anybody listening who has, you know, been familiar with your books, The Artist's Way, or been to your seminars, and who have noticed a difference in their creative process. And I would also like to hear from you, Mark, about people who have come to you and said, thank you so much, this has been the result of your book. Do you have any examples?
Oh my God, there's hundreds of them.
Yeah.
I mean, in the music world, it would be some of the country music stars, particularly.
Mm.
If they've come forward publicly, then that's fine, and they have on different places. One of the things that Julia Cameron, my partner in Artistway, and I've always said is that it's not about the fame or the money. It's about just being creative that day.
Yeah.
And so we've never been that kind of professional coach that is... You know, someone stops into a workshop, and the next thing you know, their name is on our website, and we're bragging about the fact that they came to our work. There's a lot of people in Hollywood who do that kind of stuff. That's exactly opposite to what we would ever do. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you that we've sold, 3 million books on 4 continents. Artist's Way at Work just went into Mandarin.
Nice.
Got thousands of letters like that.
Yeah.
That, you know, this, I'm painting again. I'm
nice.
Doing music again.
Yeah.
This helped me get through my newest album build. Whatever that is, right? And so
that's gotta be rewarding.
But specifically, it's just people will say, "Oh, your book changed my life." I said, "No, you changed your life."
Yep.
We're glad we
right.
could help, but you know, that's your effort, you know. So
keep
that in mind.
I want to springboard on that, because we're not just talking about Hollywood arts and creative people. We're talking about people who are working.
Absolutely.
Because I know you personally helped me in my business, my consulting business, quite a bit. So if our listeners are out there, we're not just talking about Hollywood types.
Well, we're not just talking about, I talk about creativity in the broadest sense of the word, too.
We actually want to take a call. Actually, Jack from Hollywood wants to ask a question of you. Hey, Jack, welcome to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM.
Oh, thank you very much. 3 million copies. That's very impressive. And that's awesome.
Thanks. It's another 25-year overnight success.
Yeah, right. Hey, I have a couple questions.
Okay.
A question actually came up after I spoke to the screener, and I hope this is not too personal, but first of all, let me get to the questions I told your screener. The first one is, how many copies do you need to sell on Amazon.com before you're considered an Amazon.com bestseller? And then the same question related to New York Times. And then I have something after that, but if you can answer that first, I'll...
Well, I know the New York Times used to be about 3,500, but it's velocity is what counts. So if you can do that in a week or two, you probably got a good shot at getting on. It's actually much smaller than you'd ever have thought, because our...
What about Amazon?
I don't know the Amazon, the details around Amazon, by the way. I can tell you this about publishing has changed so dramatically right now that Amazon sold more books on electronic books and Kindle last year than they sold hardcover and softcover combined. And that's astounding to me.
Wow.
The power of the internet. That's me.
It is, I guess.
Yeah, I see that there's a change been happening.
Are you a writer?
I'm a musician.
Okay.
All right. I love the musicians.
What was your second question, Jack? As you were saying, you had a second question for Mark?
Right. Okay. Well, of course, as a musician, I'm a writer too, because I'm a writer.
Of course.
Of course.
Oh, great.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I experienced something that, like, for example, I put together a project that's, I think, is outstanding. My wife thinks is freaking brilliant. I mean, it's really, really awesome.
Congratulations, Jack, on having the courage to show your wife anything.
Yeah, really. And still live in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank
okay,
God.
So you've got one good fan. That's good. Yep. Of this project.
But you know, it seems to me that as soon as I start to get around other people who are in the business, of course you start critiquing your work, and you start thinking, okay. Do you want to like soften this here? You want to change it to a G, from a G to a G seventh or whatever?
Right.
And suddenly it seems that like what was originally brilliant or what seemed to be or what felt brilliant or what felt amazing, suddenly it doesn't seem so amazing anymore. You start like, you know, I mean, everyone wants to give your opinion. And how do you keep your juice on a project when you're working like that?
I've got a couple things. One is what we call containment. Which is, first of all, I never want you to show nascent work to anyone. When you're finished with that work, when you're finished with a piece of work, and you're already working on the next piece of work, then I think it's much more much easier to be to take in feedback that's objective, and you can be more objective about the project. I also think it's really important, Jack, to pick the people that you show it to very carefully, because it is your baby, in a way.
Jack, we really do appreciate your call as far as that goes, and keep on doing it. All we can tell you is just keep on doing the process. I mean, it is a process, and I applaud what you're doing. And even one fan is better than none at all. That's
right.
Sure.
And the other thing is, sometimes you just got to sit on it. I mean, I've worked with writers who tried to get every editor that ever worked with them, that even bought their books, fired. So, you know, we sometimes have to take it in and then and see how it feels to us. Have you ever gone through the process of having somebody give you a critique and you say, yeah, okay, I'll change it to F sharp. And then you realize the next day, you know what? He's wrong.
Right.
It was better the other way.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to trust your own judgment.
And we are in studio with Mark Bryan right here at KKLA 99.5. This is Worship Factory with Kempton Bryan, Rod Schreckengast, and Monique Donnelly. Give us your calls at 888-995-5552. That's 1-888-995-KKLA. We'll be right back with more Worship Factory and Mark Bryan.